On June 16th, 17th, and 18th, 2009, Energy Ocean 09 was held at the Samoset Resort, Rockport, Maine. This conference was about wind power, wave power, tidal power, thermal power, solar power, and hybrid power from our oceans. On Thursday the 16th, three panels discussed State of Maine activities. The first panel featured Beth Noguski, Director of Innovation, Maine Department of Environmental Protection, Angus King, former Governor of Maine and Principal, Independence Wind, George Hart, Director of the Ocean Energy Institute, and Don Perkins, President of Gulf of Maine Research Institute. The recording begins with opening remarks by John Richardson, Commissioner of Maine Department of Economic and Community Development.
I'm going to introduce the first speaker, who is John Richardson, the Commissioner of the Maine Department of Economic and Community Development. John, it's all yours.
I want to thank you for the rousing introduction. This early in the morning, I asked for a very brief introduction because I was once introduced about 4 or 5 months ago. In that introduction, I was called one of the real leaders in the state of Maine. I see that Governor King's looking up right now in wonderment. As I was driving home that night from that event, my wife happened to be with me. I said, "Honey, did you hear what they said about me? And being one of the real leaders in the state of Maine?" And my wife said, "Uh-huh." And I said, "Honey, as we're driving home tonight, I'm wondering just how many real leaders in the state of Maine there are." And like any good wife, she paused for a moment and said, "Honey, one less than you think there is." So I want to start off early and hopefully on a good foot and introduce some of the people that are both here, but also here with me on the podium, but also in the room. And I see, obviously, want to recognize the people that are on or in attendance today that are on the Ocean Energy Task Force that the governor put together. We have also here today former Governor Angus King, Don Perkins, who is the co-chair, along with Beth Noguski, George Hart, John Kerry, Senator Ray has been here. I think he's here as well. Somebody that I think gets the gold star for not having missed not 1 minute of this conference, and that's Stacy Fitz. Representative Stacy Fitz, my friend, is here in the audience. Parker Hadlock, Dr. Habib Dagger, and Dr. Kathy Rudolph from my office. We want to welcome you to the state of Maine. You've been here. The Chamber of Commerce has ordered up the weather for the last 3 days, and we're very excited about this weather because obviously I got you a chance to get out from those who are away to see a little bit more of Maine than just this particular hotel. We have coined a phrase in Maine, it's part of our tourism marketing promotion plan, that there's more to Maine. And if you think about it, that term can be used in many respects. It can be used that there's more to Maine because there's a lot of educational opportunities here, or there's a lot of research and development capacity here. There's a lot to be seen in terms of tourism here. But there's more to Maine, and you're going to hear about it this morning. If you don't remember anything else, I'd like you to remember that not only do we have tremendous physical assets here in Maine in terms of wind and tidal and wave power, but we also have a significant capacity to design, build, test, install, operate, and maintain energy facilities. What we do, I think, in the next 12 to 24 months is crucial. These will be the first of many steps, but there will be crucial decisions that lie ahead. I had, I'm sure as you did, the opportunity to listen to National Public Radio more recently. And it talked about a small European country that transformed itself, much like we hope here in Maine to do to ourselves. They raised the gas tax. They made it very, very expensive to use energy. And by doing that and providing opportunities on the regulatory side, they transformed their country so that they're almost not dependent at all on fossil fuels. And that, I think, is a testament to where we want to go. And I think, in many respects, how we will get there. Maine's goal is to install 5 to 7 gigawatts of wind energy in Maine over the next 10 years. 2 gigawatts onshore and 3 to 5 gigawatts offshore. We have developed, we have developed new composite technology for advanced wind blades, offshore wind platforms that will be commercialized worldwide. And I couldn't be more excited to be a part of that process. We have a robust cluster of industry, R&D institutions, state agencies that are mobilizing and moving. You know, I went recently to a governor's trade mission to Vancouver, British Columbia. And when I was there, I went and visited the University of British Columbia. And I was asked, do you know the most famous person from the state of Maine? I said, sure. I said, Angus King's a neighbor of mine. And they said, no. They said, Habib Dagger. Do you know Habib Dagger? And I said, I happen to know Habib Dagger. Yes, I do. And so I learned there that obviously we have a composite consortium with the University of British Columbia. We have a with the University of Washington, I think it's Virginia Tech, and the University of Maine. And I learned a lot about my own home state, having traveled all the way to Vancouver, British Columbia. And I learned a lot about our people. In fact, when I was there, the class president at the University of British Columbia came up and introduced himself to me. He said, I'm from Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And I thought to myself, wow, it's a testament to the people we have here in Maine. So what do we have? Well, we have the core competencies. We have large-scale integration of steel, composites, electronics, precision machined components into marine structures. We have that. We have significant existing manufacturing and installation capacity. You look just down the road from here, Bath Ironworks, Chinbro, Reed and Reed, and many small suppliers. We have a skilled, trained, quality workforce. Everywhere I go, and all of my counterparts around the country talk to me about the work ethic and the quality of our workers and the innovation that resides here in Maine. And it makes me very proud when I travel to hear that from those who have the job I have around the 50 states. We have the environmental and marine engineering. You know, we are the state of Ed Muskie. And we have a very strong heritage in the environmental field. And now we have an advantage. Not only do we have, I think, the asset that we need, obviously, with the Gulf of Maine, but we have the people. We also have R&D in composites. Recently, I was at OREC at Annapolis Basin. And I know I've seen some of you who were also in attendance at that conference. And there in Nova Scotia, I was able to learn a great deal about the tidal power projects that are going on there. What I learned is that there were corrosive effects, obviously, that make a lot of sense with respect to steel and steel structures that exist on the test beds in Nova Scotia. What we did talk to them about and what they were intrigued by was the composite aspect. And I found out again, as I was sitting there, oh yes, we have talked to Habib Dagger about composites. And we are speaking with the Advanced Engineering Composite Center at the University of Maine. There, it's a one-stop shop for accelerated development of low-cost, high-performance structural components. We have the Gulf of Maine Ocean Observing System. It has been a buoy system there that has gathered information in the Gulf of Maine for what we will do and what we will need moving forward. We have the Governor's Task Force on Ocean Energy. It was established in December of 2008, and when Maine people make up their mind, they can move very quickly. It has made a number of great strides and has made a number of great recommendations for implementation. We've had successes today. Test site permitting legislation just passed and signed into law only 2 weeks ago. A $6 million bond was passed by the legislature last week, and it was to establish an offshore wind energy test site in the Gulf of Maine. There's more to come by early fall of this year. The governor met more recently with the Energy Secretary Chu and the Maine Congressional delegation last week, and you heard about that at the beginning of this conference. There, we presented an ambitious proposal for a national deepwater offshore wind research center. They asked for $20 million from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and as Governor King said to me, it's alive and well because he had 4 or 5 traffic jams on the way north on Route 1. And by that, and as mentioned, the governor will be leading a week-long renewable energy trade mission to Spain and Germany in September. We must, though, I think, because of the size of our state and where we're located, we must find partners. I do not think we can do this alone. In my meeting at OREG and the conference, I found out that Nova Scotia is working on tidal. We're working on offshore wind. But so too are a lot of others. And we'll need to partner with those who we can find that have a common interest. I was blown away by the efforts that are being made in the maritime Canadian provinces. They are like us in many ways, and together we have a critical mass that I think will approach this opportunity. We're already talking about a memorandum of understanding regarding research in ocean energy and the topics and close collaboration between their tidal test sites in the Bay of Fundy and our planned test site in the Gulf of Maine. And to sum it up, there is more to Maine. Maine is centrally located in a wind-rich region where both tidal onshore and offshore wind resources are being developed. Maine is developing an ocean energy cluster with many experienced companies. One thing that we're doing is we're actually transforming, in many respects, the traditional industries we have today into the industries of the future. That, I think, is the most exciting thing. When we talk to many of our small companies about how they can join in this space, they get very excited about taking their tool and die or their precision manufacturing company and making it a part of the next transformation, and that is the renewable energy field. The Advanced Engineering and Wood Composite Center and the University of Maine will be supporting our efforts through an offshore test platform. Their expertise in composites, engineering, marine science, and oceanography will lead the way so that Maine will be a leading partner in the future of renewable energy. We're looking forward to working with you to build the future based on renewable energy here in Maine, and we're very pleased you could be here with us this week. It's now my pleasure to take a moment and introduce the first panel that actually will be talking about Maine's efforts to promote renewable energy projects. Today with me, on my immediate left, is Beth Noguski. Beth Noguski is the Director of Innovation for the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. We also have next to her former Governor Angus King, who is a principal in the Independence Wind Company. The developer's point of view with his vision is what he'll talk about. Beth will touch on the legislation and task force accomplishments that were recently made successful by both the governor and the legislature here as they wrapped up their session. George Hart is next to Governor King. George is the director of the Ocean Energy Institute, and why ocean energy is so urgent in Maine. If nothing else, George is very passionate about that point. Don Perkins, sitting next to George, he is the president of the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, and he'll speak about the importance of engaging communities and about public outreach. Each of these individuals, and I'll introduce the rest as we go down through, we have actually three sets of panel members, and each will talk for about 4 minutes on their particular subject that I outlined, and then after that we'll take questions from the audience.